A huge win against the IRS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Charities across the country are worried about the effect a proposed new IRS rule would have on giving.
It's just a recipe for disaster.
The IRS proposal would encourage nonprofits to collect the Social Security numbers of donors for donations more than $250 to give donors a better way of verifying their contributions. But the president of the National Council of Nonprofits says it could keep people from giving.
A massive chilling effect on charitable contributions.
This new rule is really really geared toward 501c3s, which would be all churches, Rotary clubs, Lion clubs, Garden clubs, you know, just regular educational type of clubs. And I'll tell you what's going to happen is this is going to scare donors. They are not going to want to give. They do not trust the IRS to be able to keep this information confidential.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. And I will tell you something. We've got some very important news and a big victory to start the day off here. And that is the battle with the IRS, which, let's be frank, has been intense on a number of fronts. You remember the targeting of conservative organizations? That was a big deal. We went to court on that. They weren't giving them tax-exempt status. Went to court on that. Put a Freedom of Information Act request in New Hampshire in a federal case where we were asking for information between the IRS and these representatives and members of the Senate and that were engaged in conversations with potentially with the IRS and members of the House, and had to go to federal court, beat them back on that. Then the IRS proposed a rule. That rule was going to be that religious organizations, nonprofits had a request from their donors. They wanted this to be a voluntary compliance to ask your donors for their Social Security number that you would list on your tax return. Let me say that again. That your donors would have to list on their tax on our tax return, ACLJ, somebody else's, any church you give to, your ID numbers, your Social Security numbers. Well, the outrage on this was gigantic, and the fact of the matter is we have beat them back. But ask yourself this question. We'll get your comments on this. Why did the IRS even think they should ask for your Social Security number on a nonprofit's tax forms when you make a donation? Why would the IRS even think that the American people will trust them? We're going to take your phone calls and comments. Logan's going to let you know how to engage this.
That's right. You can join us in many different ways. If you want to call in, be part of the show, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110 to be a part of the broadcast that way. Or you can join us online. Many different ways now. Facebook and Periscope. If you want to watch a live stream in the studio, behind the scenes look, talk to us during the breaks, get your questions or comments in even that way. Facebook.com/JaySekulow. Or search for the Jay Sekulow page, as well as on Periscope at Jay Sekulow. You'll find us there. And we're also broadcasting now on ACLJ.org for a live, more television-style approach, multi-camera shoot that we're broadcasting right now.
So, Jordan, this win against the IRS is significant because we filed a formal complaint with the IRS. They have announced today that they have, quote, withdrawn. I'm actually going to show it to our Facebook and Periscope and folks that are watching on the website. This is the actual document that the IRS has filed saying they are withdrawing the proposed rulemaking, asking for this taxpayer information. Again, here it is. This is a big win, but the IRS was, again, with this administration, overstepping its bounds.
This is not a situation where the IRS is putting this along. So they're not just pausing this. They have fully withdrawn this proposed rule. There was major backlash, over 38,000 private comments, a letter signed by 215 charitable organizations warning the IRS, basically, they're not set up to protect this kind of private information, this data like Social Security numbers. And again, the ACLJ filing a letter of protest against this rule. It is a real victory. And I think this all ties back to the pressure put on the IRS during the targeting schedule scandal. Because of that, people are not afraid to speak out against the IRS, and then we see these positive results.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls. Your view on the Obama administration and the IRS, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And don't forget, we are continuing to work for Christians suffering genocide, almost 90,000 signatures. Add your name to that petition now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org. 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Yeah, that's the song Mother Freedom by Bread, but that's actually the band, Jay Sekulow band version. We should put that up today somewhere on Facebook. Why don't we do that on my page or the band page or someplace? Big win, two wins actually, and let me go over them again. Department of Treasury revoking their decision to ask for what they called voluntary compliance, which is nothing voluntary with the IRS. So you donated to the ACLJ, as so many of you did generously, that we would have to then ask for your Social Security number. Now, we filed a protest on this, and Than, the reaction on Capitol Hill was also very strong. I mean, no one could believe that in the midst of this IRS targeting scandal that the IRS would actually do this and the administration would put this forward.
In an environment where the IRS has proven themselves completely untrustworthy of sensitive information, essentially what they were trying to do is build a database of Social Security numbers, because you laid this out very well, right, Jay. Yes, it would have been the groups that were collecting the letter, but then they would have been required to send that to the IRS. And if they didn't do that, the people that made the donations would have had to self-report and self-track. That is something that donors don't like to do. They won't do it, so they just won't make the donation in the first place. So these Social Security numbers were going to end up in a database at the IRS. This was just a sneaky way of accomplishing that.
I'm going to play back for you. It's just worth doing. This is Lois Lerner's so-called apology from 2 years ago.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
The IRS would like to apologize for that. Would they like to apologize for the fact that the ACLJ secured a huge victory in federal court against the IRS because they wouldn't comply with the Freedom of Information Act request? The IRS want to apologize for asking for your Social Security number when you make a donate, not on your tax return. I'm talking about when you make a donation to a church or a religious group or a nonprofit or a hospital, whatever it might be. We have to ask you for your Social Security number. That's what they were proposing. Well, that didn't happen. So a big win, two big wins against the IRS. Good way to start the year. We've got a lot of comments coming in and calls coming in as well. Logan, what's next?
Sure. We had a comment coming just now from Greg on Facebook who said, Jay, I've read your book, Undemocratic, and I see this as further confirmation of your premise. So how can we change all this? The fate of our country is at stake.
I think that you have to abolish the IRS as we know it as an entity. And I worked for the IRS. My first job out of law school was the Office of Chief Counsel, Internal Revenue Service. And let me tell you this. I think that the institution is not capable of self-correcting. I think that's the real problem here. And Jordan, there's been a lot of people calling for this politically. We've been saying it for years. When we got into that IRS litigation, we knew what, I mean, I worked for them. And it was not that way when I was there. That was a long time. It was 35 years ago when I was first out of law school. So it's been a long time. But this idea that the IRS even thought they could do that shows you how dangerous it is. But again, I think the solution here is abolish the IRS as we know it, period.
Yeah, that's right. The fact is that the IRS has shown that it is in a situation where they keep pressing and pressing. So you would think after the IRS targeting scandal, they would not be pushing for new regulations that affect all charitable organizations and this reporting of Social Security numbers, which everyone knows would have a very negative impact. People would get freaked out and they would be scared to donate because they think, okay, I'm now more likelihood of identity theft, all of these problems, giving more information to the government as if the government, federal government, doesn't have enough information on all of us already. And so ultimately here, what we have seen is though the IRS continues to be so bold, as we've said, we don't believe that they're institutionally capable of self-correcting and there needs to be a complete overhaul of our tax system, including the agency that runs our tax system, and get up to speed with the times and the technology available. And the second place, it's a big victory because it shows that once we put that pressure, took them to court, fought back, that the IRS is not acting quite as strong as they used to. It used to be the agency that you didn't mess with. I mean, that it was the most concerning of all government agencies to be involved with. I'd say even to an extent greater than the FBI, the DEA, and other organizations. The IRS is what scared people the most, and they learned if we all join together, they are still part of the government. They respond to the people. They have to respond to the people, and that's exactly what we saw here.
All right, this is a huge win. You got a comment that's coming in, Logan. We also got a lot of phone calls at 800-684-3110.
Sure, we'll get those shortly. We did have a fun one that just came in. It just said, yes, now it seems like charity is now considered worse than terrorism. There's more checkups on charity than there are on potential terrorists. That's an interesting point of view. Definitely a bit tongue-in-cheek, but interesting.
Yeah, interesting because we said yesterday in the broadcast, remember the snapback provisions on the sanctions? That was a Treasury proposal, right, then? I mean, that was a Treasury proposal that the government stopped doing, even though the Treasury was going to put it in place.
Yeah, as a regulation promulgated out of the Treasury Department because of existing regulations in violation of UN sanctions, and it's pretty clear what happened, Jay. Those regulations got to a certain point. The White House noticed them, and they said, oh, we've got to shut that down. So they worked through the State Department to make sure, in so-called interagency conversations, that those regulations went away.
So the Treasury Department, which is the IRS, will want your Social Security number. That's why that comment was very interesting. Wants your Social Security number, but, and this is what's so interesting here, the scenario that we have right now, and this is the reality, is they wanted your Social Security number, but they wouldn't let Treasury put in the snapback provisions that they had in place to do exactly what? Go after the sanctions that the law required against Iran. So, yeah, they're more concerned about getting your taxpayer, our Social Security numbers in a database than they are about stopping terrorism. That's a pretty scary thought, but I understand exactly why the comment came in.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Jonathan is calling from Hillsboro, Kansas, on line four. Jonathan, welcome to JSEC, your live question that we're getting a lot right now on social as well.
Hey, Jonathan, welcome to broadcast.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
My question is, what is the reasoning behind the IRS targeting nonprofit organizations?
Well, they're targeting nonprofit organizations. The targeting scandal was because they didn't like the politics, as they called it, or the position, the advocacy positions of various nonprofits. They only targeted conservative groups, pro-life groups, some of the Tea Party groups. But they were asking the pro-life groups who you were praying with. They wanted to know who you were in contact with. They wanted a conservative educational organization to give them a list of the students' names. And these were teenage students. And this is what the IRS thought they could get. Now, we fought back on all that and won. I mean, they changed those. They stopped asking for that information. This particular thing was called a substantiation requirement for contributions over $249.99. And this was what they wanted to call compliance. So that if you donated $250 to the ACLJ, I had to then come back and ask you for your Social Security number. Now, is that not absurd? I mean, the rationale for that is called harassment. You know, Jordan, you could call it a lot of things, but harassment is really what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly right. And that is what that's what this would be, too, this collecting of Social Security numbers. I think it's a kind of a backdoor harassment. At first, it would affect the charitable organizations greatly, the impact it would have on not only the fear of now making a donation means giving away more of this data, which people are already always concerned about their Social Security number, and knowing that that's going to the IRS and all that the IRS has been mired in and what they stand for. And then second, on top of that, it's not just the backdoor impact, it's also this, again, power grab by the IRS for information that they should not require in the case of charitable contributions. They are part of the federal government. if they believe that there's anything going on, if there's anything wrong, they've got all of the information necessary. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen to make charitable contributions.
Nope.
Even you can donate
not.
To an American nonprofit if you're listening to this broadcast anywhere in the world. The only time there's restrictions is when it comes to federal elections, some state laws on elections, and that has to do with a whole different branch of government.
All right.
So ultimately, another attempt at a power grab that would have caused intimidation by the IRS.
So one of the things we laid out in our letter to the IRS was this concern about identity theft at the IRS. We put this, just this year, hackers accessed sensitive employee data at the Federal Office of Personnel Management and the Central Intelligence Agency and the IRS as well. Two sophisticated organizations with the resources to protect identity theft, and that information was hacked. One of my associates in my office in Atlanta, when I was with the IRS, said he got a notice from OPM, Office of Personnel Management, that his information, which mine was too, they probably just didn't have my current address, was
compromised.
Yeah. So this is giving the IRS, they can't even keep information confidential. Why in the world would you give them additional Social Security data? And that's I know a lot of those comments are coming.
Yeah, one of the comments came in and just said, Jay, they thought they could just do this, but do you think it was for future intrusions on our liberties?
Yes, I do. I think it was. Look, I think Than, what you're saying is they want an additional information in the database.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. They wanted to know who groups' donors are so that they can promulgate additional regulations in the future. So they went after this way of doing it. But, Jay, we just need to say this. This is the perfect example of why you engage the process at every stage. If you read our letter, it's very complicated. It's very in the weeds. That's why we engage it, though, because you can shut these things down before they get out the door.
Look, folks, when you ask, do the petitions, do the letters, does it matter? Yeah, it matters, because we just had a huge win. I'm going to read you what the IRS said. Withdrawal of notice of proposed ruling. The Internal Revenue Service has withdrawn that proposal on the Social Security numbers. That's called a huge win. Now we're also focusing on another win, and that is to get the Christians in the Middle East listed under that genocide designation. Your help on that is critical. Go to ACLJ.org right now or 1-877-989-2255 and add your name to that petition. We are close to getting to 100,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I am urging you to make that call. Support our work. We won the thing against the IRS, the situation against the IRS. We can get Christians properly listed in this genocide resolution. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And again, continue to support the work of the ACLJ. We can't do it without you. Easiest way to do that, ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment. Now we know how it feels to live on.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, don't forget, we have our book, Undemocratic. A new version of this is coming out, by the way, in February in paperback with a couple of additional chapters, so we'll let you know how you can get that. Again, Undemocratic, still available in bookstores everywhere. The song you just heard is our song, Undemocratic, which I'm going to play during the one of the next breaks coming up for our Facebook and Periscope friends. We're taking more of your calls, 800-684-3110. Don't forget the persecuted church. While we're talking about this win against the IRS, that we are now also fighting on this genocide front. Then quickly give us an update on where that is and what we need to do. I'm going to ask people to participate.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee, Jay, is meeting this week and next week to sort of set the order of their priorities, and they've got a lot of things. They've got to deal with the Iran deal, ISIS, maybe an authorization for the use of force. We are trying to get them to make that designation one of the first items in their agenda order. The goal would be that it would be considered sometime in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So that's where our focus is right now, but it really does need to happen. There are real ramifications, and it has to go through committee before the Speaker can schedule it on the floor.
So this is a big issue. And, Jordan, your sense of the urgency of this, I mean, we've been following, of course, we have offices in Jerusalem, so we're following, we've got an office in the region. We know the persecution against Christians. We've had Andrew White on before. We know what's going on there. We have people on the ground. This is something that there's no excuse for. The government has no excuse for this lack of designation of genocide. But like somebody said, they're focusing in on worrying about getting your Social Security number, not worried about listing Christians as genocide.
That's right. That these are the scandals. These are the fights we've had to have with the Obama administration. Yep. And when it comes to these big issues that you think it would be bipartisan, that you think would not be controversial, that you think, okay, this is where Washington can still work. Yep. You can still squeeze out and actually get something done. Ultimately, what do we see? The same kind of politics at every level of government, every different agency and every different department. Whether it comes down to cabinet secretary level, commissioner level,
right. It
is all about politics.
All right, we've got a lot of calls and a lot of comments coming in. Logan, let's go right back to the phones and get to them.
Let's go to Mark, who's calling from Houston, Texas. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. And sorry, line six, Mark. There's two Marks from Texas on right now. Let's do Mark, line six. Mark from Fort Worth, we'll get to you next.
All right, Mark from Houston, you're on.
Hey, thanks for all you guys do for us. And I just want to let you know, about 5 years ago, I had an issue with the IRS. They notified me that they were hacked by someone and got my Social Security number. Yep. They tried to file a false return. And so now for the last 5 years, I have to do a personal identification number that they have to send me every year. And so, you know, the question is, if they can't secure our information, how secure is it? I mean, I'm in the IT business, and if I were a company, they'd shut me down immediately.
Well, this is the bureaucracy. So, Mark, you experienced something that has happened to other people where someone steals your Social Security number, they file false returns trying to get, in your case, were they trying to get refunds?
That's what you assume.
Yeah. Mark, were they trying to get refunds in your case?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's what they'll do. They'll try to put in false refund claims.
Or like a scam.
Yeah. It is a scam. Yeah. It's a scam, but they get the data. And the problem is the IRS security is not there. We put that out in a Fox News op-ed that I did. It's just not there. So first of all, it's intrusive to even ask for it. You're giving the government more information. But they can't secure it. Remember the leaks of donor lists that took place during this IRS scandal? I mean, you cannot forget about this. And we certainly have it. And again, if you're just joining us, a big win, two big wins, one in federal court, one on the regulatory level, big wins. We're taking more of your calls and comments on this at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
All right, here's a comment that just came in online through, I believe this is through Facebook. It said, when did the United States government quit being public servants and start becoming, you know, the controllers of everything, the masters of the universe?
Well, because this administration thinks they should be the masters of the universe. I mean, let's be realistic. This administration really thought, I mean, this is the irony, Than, of all of this, they really thought they should get this IRS. I mean, they promulgated a formal rulemaking procedure. I mean, this is from the government. They said, we want this, we will open it. They have to do it for comments. You've got to be able to ask comments, but they thought they could do this.
Well, Jan, I think it happened when these organizations, these bureaucracies got so big that the average American can't possibly keep an eye on what they're doing, which is why we have to do that. I mean, you were talking about the identity theft. This would literally make hundreds of thousands of groups targets for hackers because they would have these databases of Social Security numbers. But what we did, one of the 4 points that we made in our letter, we used the IRS's own words against them. We said, your own advice on Social Security numbers, that you should only give it out when it is absolutely necessary. And you also said that the current system of collecting data to identify donors is working effectively with minimal burden on donors and donees. So we kept an eye on it. We looked at the IRS regulations, and we used their own words against them on this regulation.
And really beat them back. Let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, let's go back now. Let's go to Mark, who's from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hi, Mark.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir.
With this big problem of the IRS targeting people, they must be extremely prejudiced against their hiring and firing of employees and screenings and things like that.
Well, look, this was not a – this. I don't think – and, Jordan, I think we pretty much concluded that what happened was, yes, if you look at bureaucracies, generally they're in lockstep with the Obama administration. And that
that's
goes
right.
for the
I
staff.
Mean, that's one of the problems with it.
They're
entrenched. So it's not just the political appointees, the actual bureaucratic staff, the non-political appointees, the people who are their career, if you will, with the government. They are, for the most part, Democrats. I mean, that's where they vote. That's where they donate. That is their party. And so they have a built-in hostility, whether they recognize it or not. And some, I think, we know with people like Lois Lerner, they absolutely did. And other IRS staff who kind of acted on that. That they do have a hostility to the conservative world. I think that would include the faith world, the evangelical world as well. And going so far as to take it outside of the evangelical, the conservative, the right wing, as people want to say, think about the way the Obama administration went after groups of nuns.
On the regulations. Little Sisters of the Poor. We're just finishing our brief on that to the Supreme Court of the United States. We're filing it today.
So, I mean, think about this way. If they will, and this would also impact them because the donations. And so you think about how if they will go after nuns, they will certainly go after everybody listening to this broadcast right now.
I would take the side of the nuns versus the IRS any day of the week. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, and we are almost out of time for the first half hour of this broadcast.
That's right. If you want to join us on Jay Sekulow Live, there's multiple ways you can do that now. We'll go through each and every one of them.
Yep.
All right. So if you're listening to radio, listening to anything but Sirius, XM, or some of the stations that carry the first hour, the first full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, you're going to want to be able to listen to the rest of the show. So we have a whole other half hour coming up. So online, if you want audio only or a live in-studio, almost television-style broadcast, go to acLJ.org. You'll see the Listen Live button to listen to just the audio, or you'll also see our live video streaming right there. You can see us in the studio, what we're doing. If you want more of a behind-the-scenes and a way to get your comments in, join us on Facebook like thousands do each day. Facebook.com/JaySekulow, or also similar thing on Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. We're there right now. And make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you get this show fed right to your phone each and every day.
All right. So multiple ways to see the broadcast now. We're going to continue to expand our media outreach. We've got a whole half hour ahead. So do what Logan said, multiple ways for you to do it. We've got a couple phone lines open going into the next segment. So if you want to call us, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We've been talking about the IRS, but we're not forgetting for one moment those Christians that are suffering genocide in the Middle East. We know the Obama administration does not want to list Christians in that genocide designation. We are insisting that happens. You saw how we could beat the IRS back. In the regulatory process, we can win it for the Christians in the Middle East as well, but we need your help. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want you to add your name to that petition. We are over 90,000 signatures as of right now, so we can close the week at 100,000 signatures with your help. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Like our pages on Facebook. I've got a page. Jordan has a page. The ACLJ has a page. Even the Jay Sekulow Band has a page. Like those, and as Logan said, download our podcast of Jay Sekulow Live. Go ahead.
And the iOS app has been updated, so if you have an Apple iPhone or anything like that, download the new ACLJ app right there in the App Store.
Well, we'll talk about that during the break. All right, very good. We'll be back in a moment.
Now we know how it feels to live undemocratic.
The AC ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. We'll sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. So let me reset the stage here. Two big wins against the IRS. I mean, big wins. Number one, we went to federal court in New Hampshire when the IRS refused, no shock, to comply with the Freedom of Information Act request. We demanded we get that information. We went to federal court, and you know what? We got the information. The court ordered the release of the information. We won against the IRS there. Number two, there was a proposal that came out late in the year last year that the IRS was going to require, or at least ask for voluntary compliance, which means you'll be targeted if you don't comply, that anybody that donates basically $250 a year to any nonprofit, that includes your church, your synagogue, your local hospital community fund, the ACLJ, that we then ask you for your Social Security number that we then provide to the IRS, which doesn't make you feel too well. And this is exactly why we fought back and won.
All right, let's take a phone call. Let's go to Beth, who's calling from San Jose, California. Who maybe people that don't know this conversation or what's happening. So, Beth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Beth.
You are?
All right, let's put Beth on hold. We'll get back to Beth maybe here shortly. All right, let's move on and go to Gail, who's been on hold for a while. Gail, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Gail, I'm going to send you a book, Undemocratic, because you've been holding for a long time. Go ahead.
Yes, Jay, I'm currently applying for a 501c because I'm trying to turn my property into a safe house.
Yes.
For victims of human trafficking.
Yep.
Is this going to affect me?
Well, no, because we won. I mean, it could have. In other words, if we didn't win, you would have then had to ask your donors that donated $250 or more to your organization for their Social Security numbers. Let me tell you, that would have gotten a lot of people upset and would have had what we call a chilling effect on donations. But no, so Gail, we won, we beat it back, so you're not obligated. You don't have to worry about it. And Jordan's point, which Thana's going to underscore, and Jordan will underscore, I'm going to go to Jordan first. You beat them back on this precisely for groups like yours, Gail, because we could fight back. We're a large organization by the grace of God and our donors around the country and around the globe. We can fight back, but we're representing you, who's trying to establish a safe house in Massachusetts. And they're not going to have to ask your donors for their Social Security numbers if you got to do due diligence on your donors. And Jordan, it's just the intrusive nature of what this government thought they could get away with.
Yeah, they're going to push and push and push. And this is, of course, under the Obama administration. And this is why elections have consequences, because even these agencies like the IRS, there's not a lot of political appointees, but there are three. And they set a tone, and then we know how the problems with inside the federal government bureaucracy anyways. And it is about those smaller groups as well. This would have impacted everyone. This would put them out of business. You would not be able to comply with a rule like this if you were just starting out. It would be very costly, very difficult. Just the data security alone. It's already tough enough for charitable organizations to get out there and get started. This would have just been another higher hurdle. And I think it goes to a larger political view, which is they think this is the government's job.
Well,
these charitable organizations do, they think is really something the government should be doing, private people.
We're actually filed a brief in the Supreme Court. I think we're filing it Monday on the Little Sisters of the Poor case, where we trace the history of what these charitable organizations have done for their communities. But then that, I think Jordan said a very important point, and that is, and we need to underscore it, the government under the Obama administration believes that the churches, the nonprofits really aren't helping that much, that it's the job of government.
He's absolutely correct.
A fundamental different view of the world.
Right. That government is the answer to all of these problems. And if you just think about it very, very tangibly, I mean, the caller would have not only had trouble getting donations of $250 or more, but she would have had to significantly invest in IT security for a database of Social Security numbers. There is no reason that she needs to be doing that. The good news, We won out of the gates because we caught it early and we engaged aggressively.
All right, folks, we're taking a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Don't forget also, as we continue to fight for the government, we're fighting for the persecuted church in the Middle East. There's about to be another Obama administration rule, and that's going to not list Christians as part of the genocide. Why? Well, they get the option to convert from ISIS. I'm not kidding you. That's their position. We're fighting back on that. Your help will be significant. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Logan's going to tell you about the new operating devices and the ability to get the podcast in the next couple seconds here.
Sure, yeah. If you want to join us on the Jay Sekulow podcast, just search Jay Sekulow Live on iTunes. You can see we're regularly in the top 50 or so podcasts. So go check us out there, Jay Sekulow podcast, and the new ACLJ app on all iOS devices. Download that now on iPhones and such, and it's really great.
Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking more of your calls, 800-684-3110. Your comments on Facebook and Periscope as well, and we're going to go right back to it.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Susan is calling from Kansas online, too. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
And Susan is watching on Facebook. I just signed a book for you. All right, Susan, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Hey. I was wondering, why does the IRS need to get our Social Security numbers from the charities?
So they don't.
They have access to them?
Of course. So this is the irony. You're exactly right. You file your tax return, they got your Social Security number. So, and we know that the IRS's security on the Social Securities is not secure. So what do they need? This was a deterrence device to basically put another obstacle in the way. And it's what Jordan said, and I underscored it again, and that is, that they really believe that these charities don't do that much good anyways, so let's go ahead and undercut them. That's why we're going to court for the Little Sisters of the Poor at the Supreme Court of the United States and laying that whole thing out. I mean, this is the real problem that we've got, and that's why we're fighting back on this. But, you know, Jordan, it is, as you said, and do it, you know, it's this is their view of government.
Right. Their view of government is that the government should handle the what we see as charitable, what we see as duties as people,
yep.
as, you know, churches and religious organizations. A whole host of different organizations, and you put them all together, but they see this is a duty of the government. And so this whole approach to, well, who cares the impact on charitable contributions? The truth is, to get a bigger government,
yep.
more social services, you have to justify it. And if they put more of these out of business, made it more difficult for someone to start a new nonprofit,
sure.
then they can make that case, well, more government's needed.
Let's go ahead and the president at Knox College in Illinois in 2013.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop.
The phony scandals were the IRS targeting scandal, which we found out, of course, after multiple hearings and litigation, Than, was anything but phony. The president knew it wasn't phony. He prejudged the case. They let Lois Lerner off the hook. And then they had the audacity to say, we want your Social Security numbers when you make a donation, which we won and they are not going to get.
Pretty ironic, isn't it, that he claims that Washington has taken its eye off the ball when right now he is running Washington and all the bureaucracies that are engaged in all of these. I would just suggest to the president, I think the focus of his administration should start to turn to the threat of terrorism, ISIS. How about quit harassing domestic organizations that are trying to do good in our communities?
Well, it's called priorities, and this is the president's priority. All right, we're going to take some more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Who is next?
We did have a good comment I just want to take quickly, because some people just may want it sort of a little bit of a history, but they just want to know what ended up happening with the Lois Lerner situation, and how can they just get away with this?
All right, so we had the IRS targeting scandal. Remember that, starting in 2013. And we had about 41 clients, none of which were getting their tax-exempt status. I mean, I'm talking about for years. Harassed with questions. Non-responses from the United States government and the IRS. We went to federal court. The legal team in that case, in addition to me, was included a friend of ours, Julian Fortuna, who worked in the same office I did in the IRS 35 years ago. He's a noted tax lawyer in Washington, D.C. So we had two former Treasury lawyers. We had a former assistant United States attorney, Andy Economo. And we had an unbelievable team of lawyers together for this. And, of course, people from our staff. And the reality is we beat them back in this sense. All those groups, but one right now, we're still fighting out over one, we can't figure out why, have gotten their tax-exempt status. But we didn't stop. We kept pressing and pressing. And then we had the case in New Hampshire, so there's an appeal. But Lois Lerner got away with it, in one sense. She had no accountability because the administration would not prosecute Lois Lerner for multiple breaches. But you know what? It was the FBI and the Department of Justice investigating themselves because, as we found out as we were moving the case forward, they were part of the scam. They were part of the scheme the entire time. So no one should be shocked, but don't give them an inch in these kind of cases.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Jordan, who's calling from Douglasville, Georgia. Jordan, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
My question is, it's a comment and then it's a question. I've been taught since I was a little kid that you're never, ever supposed to give out your Social Security number. Nowadays, you can't get anywhere. AT&T, all these phone companies, cable companies, everybody wants it in order to get any kind of access to them. How do I go about saying no? When I say no, they hang up on me.
Well, they're a private business, so they can say this is our requirement or else you don't get the service. But the government's different. When you file a tax return, you are required under federal law to give your Social Security number. But what they were doing is an additional requirement, and that was basically that the nonprofit asked for your Social Security number, which we don't ask for when you make a donation to the ACLJ or anyplace else. And that was, then your theory was this was going to create a database.
Well, yeah, I mean, it exposes the fallacy of their rationale. I mean, they say they want to match up donors with donations, but if the donor claims the donation in the first place, the Social Security is already on that form, so it's totally unnecessary. The only link in that chain that they could have been after, Jay, was a database so that they know who donates to which organizations, and it doesn't take a genius to understand what they would do with a database of which donors give to which organizations.
Brenda has been holding for a long time. We're sending you a copy of our book, Rise of ISIS. And Brenda, you got a great question. Go ahead, Logan.
Brenda in Washington on line 5. Let's get her up when we can. All right, Brenda, hold on one moment. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay. My thought was that the ultimate end game was to revoke the tax-exempt status of charitable organizations.
Well, I think you're right. Look, this administration has a dim view of charitable organizations, especially churches and conservative organizations. They just do. So you had a targeting scheme, Brenda, in place. And I want you to hold on the phone here because we're going to get your mailing address. We're going to send you our book, Undemocratic, which goes into this in great length. The fact of the matter is they were getting away with it. And as they were getting away with it, what we had to do was fight back. But do I believe that the IRS is after tax-exempt status? Sure. I mean, Than, I think that became abundantly clear.
Yeah, that's what we were just discussing. If they know who gives to which organizations, they can try to make the case that it's not really a C3, that it's a political organization. They want to build the case to start taking away tax-exempt organizations. It's why they should never have this database in the first place.
But, you know, Jordan, the fact is they thought they could get – I mean, look, let's be honest. If we didn't engage this, they thought they could get away with it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Another way they tried to – they don't try to draw attention to this. The public did. The media did. And that's because the IRS has got a special – everyone's watching the IRS now, and that was not necessarily the case before. And so because of that, you get the media attention, you get the scrutiny that comes with that, then the public outcry. But let's go back before the IRS scandal and the targeting scandal of conservative groups. people would not have gone online to register their protest against the IRS. It just wasn't something you did. But we got emboldened as we joined together. And that's what you're seeing in these forces. There have been other regulations since then. You remember the one about voter registration, all of that, and that had public outcry. So this is actually, I think, the second time since the IRS scandal where they've proposed a new controversial regulation. They hope to get no attention about it, and they've had to withdraw it.
Yeah, and I think this is, again, when the American people speak out, you know what you get? It's called results. And we were on top of it. You all were on top of it, and we got results.
So one person just posted, I think it's actually kind of a valid point, is that the people that are putting these in place, you have typically the
bureaucrats
are right now on the, you know, on the Democratic side, on the liberal side.
Yep.
Weren't these probably the same people, including a lot of our listeners, who 20, 30, 40 years ago, in the 60s and 70s, would have thought this was the most outrageous form
of
privacy abuse. So when did time shift where all of a sudden a lot of the, you know, the hippies essentially of the 60s, and then obviously of the next generation, the 70s, how did they become the ones that were intruding on your privacy?
Because they got power. So, you know, the story is...
They took over the government.
Yeah, they did take over the government. They're running... I mean, right, Jordan's right. They're running the government. Will
they
says,
should
you know,
be the
like,
ones who were petitioning the government against this.
Of course, because in the 60s, they were anti-Big Brother. Remember all of that? Anti-government. But, you know, Will said it in the chat here, an enemies list. I think that, and Than said, bingo, that's right. I think, look, Jordan just said it. They're running the government. So, you know, when they get power, what they decide was they want to move forward. Let's say, can we take another call or do we need
to... We got a comment in from Twitter, from this guy on Twitter, who said, apparently keywords Tea Party and Patriot were too limited in scope of discrimination. Now they just need all donors, social security numbers.
But Jordan, they really try to get it. I mean, we're having a little fun with it, but we had a fighting back on this. They were trying to get this data.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this would have been, if the people didn't respond, they were going to move forward with this rule. So this would have been something we all had to deal with. And so ultimately, the only reason why we're in this situation now talking about it as a victory is because people speak out and because people have got such a watchful eye now on any kind of IRS action.
And Than, that points to the fact that when people, because we get that question all the time, to the letters, to the petitions, to any of this make a difference. This shows the difference. I mean, we beat the Internal Revenue Service here. We beat them in federal court last month. We beat them in the regulatory process this month.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, I just love the fact that our listeners see through this regulation so much. But Jordan outlined this just a few moments ago. There is a domino effect. This is why you have to engage the process and stay with it with petitions and letters. Because I'm telling you, the work that we did on the IRS targeting scandal is a very real reason why we beat this regulation. Because when those comments started to roll in, not only were people willing to do that, but the IRS knew that in this environment, they couldn't get away with it. And it was because we had highlighted their previous targeting.
All right, Logan, we're going to go to a rapid fire round here. Let everybody know what they can do to participate.
All right, if you want to be a part of the conversation, the last segment of JSecu Live is coming up right after this break. And we'll take all the calls we get. We have four lines open right now because we just took a bunch of calls. So right now we have four lines open. You can be a part of that. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching online, if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, watching on ACLJ.org, listening on the radio, terrestrial, Sirius XM, wherever you get JSecu Live. All you need to do is give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
Brand new device, social app, a new media app too. Let's announce that.
That's right. If you have an iPhone, if you go search in the App Store for ACLJ, you'll see the official ACLJ app. If you already have it, update it. There's a brand new interface. Looks great. It's a great way to interact with what we're doing here at the ACLJ. Again, search for ACLJ in the App Store on iPhone.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Islamic State jihadists behead, mutilate, and torture Christians. The brutal toll of nearly 1 million Christians have been slaughtered or displaced. ISIS is engaged in the blatant genocide of Christians in the Middle East. Yet, President Obama refuses to recognize the genocide against Christians. He's pressuring the State Department to deny endangered Christians critical legal protections from ISIS's slaughter. The ACLJ is fighting back, aggressively advocating for vital international legal protections for Christians. We've mobilized our offices on Capitol Hill and across the globe, filing crucial legal documents to protect persecuted Christians from ISIS genocide. Stand up for Christians right now. Sign on to our new petition to recognize the genocide and protect Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. To back down, break down on your
ground from the face. That song. It grows on, you know, it's a 1960-70 rocker. It's called Undemocratic. It's an original by the Jay Sekulow Band, available on iTunes, I believe.
Yeah, and iTunes, elsewhere. Spotify, anywhere you get digital music, it's available there.
Streaming. And don't forget the podcast that we were in the top 100.
That's right. Yep. We were in the top two yesterday. I mean, it was crazy. And we still are in the top podcast slots. It's really amazing. Thanks
to all
of you.
Which you said people are noticing in the tech industry.
People are noticing the tech industry. I've got tweets from random people. I'm doing an interview on a random tech website, possibly someone with Apple to explain how things like this happen, how their algorithms work to feature different things. Should be great. I'll let you know if that does happen. Give us a call now, 1-800-684-3110. We are screening a bunch of calls right now, so if you're holding, just keep holding. If it's ringing, keep ringing. Let it ring. So Janice is calling from Denver, Colorado. You're on the air, Janice.
Hey, Janice.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. See, I was just wondering, I don't know if I've ever heard, whatever happened with Lois Lerner, and what were her repercussions?
She was basically resigned. She was not prosecuted. In my view, she got away with it. But we beat the IRS back. We got the tax exemptions. This is Eric Holder in a press conference when all this broke. You listen to his outrage, and he's the one who, by the way, brought up this could be criminal. It was Eric Holder that said it. Take a listen.
I have ordered an investigation to be begun. The FBI is coordinating with the Justice Department to see if any laws were broken in connection with those matters related to the IRS. Those were, I think, as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
Here was the problem. As we did the case, you know what we found out? Guess who was in collusion with the IRS? The FBI and the Department of Justice. So, Janice, nothing happened to Lois Lerner, but our clients did get their tax exempt status, 95% of them, and we are continuing to litigate against them in federal court. And we just won on the regulatory issue on this week. And we beat the IRS in New Hampshire on a Freedom of Information Act request. We're exposing the IRS for what they've done. And we're going to continue to put that into play.
Again, 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice heard on the podcast and the broadcast and everywhere you can hear the show. If it's video cast online, everywhere we broadcast the ACLJ media. So television show, however you do it, give us a call right now. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones. Barbara's calling from Flat Rock, North Carolina, and this ties into a comment we actually just had on Periscope. Someone said when they realized they couldn't get the full hour of JSecio Live, they downloaded Periscope immediately and found us there. So, Barbara, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, hi, and I am so thankful I have discovered that I can hear you on Facebook.
Yeah, great.
And the thing is, every day is a learning experience because I hear things I'm shocked because I don't hear about it around here. So I'm so glad that you're on top of things.
So you're watching us, Barbara, on Facebook.
I beg your pardon?
You're watching us on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, it's
I do.
It's great.
It's been such a blessing to be able to keep up aware of the things that are going on. I did have a question.
I want you to ask your question, but I want to ask you a question. Before you saw us on Facebook, had you listened to the broadcast before, or were you brand new to it?
Yeah. Now, how did you find out about that?
About the IRS rule? Let me ask you a question first. Before I'll answer your question. Did you listen to the broadcast before you heard us on Facebook, or did you just find us on Facebook?
No, I did not hear you before.
That's great.
No, I did not. I just, one day it just showed up on my Facebook
that
Jay Sekulow was live, and it's like, wow.
Okay, great. Well, your question's a good one. How did you find out about the new IRS rule? And that's because we've got a big office in Washington, D.C., headed by a very talented guy named Than Bennett, who's our director of governmental affairs. And Than, we're on to, we look for these things, actually.
Yeah, I mean, this is why we exist, Jay, because the average American doesn't have the time or the interest to dig through the Federal Register and read all of the regulations that are promulgated. There's a lot of them. I mean, let me just tell the caller. This one was IRS Regulation 138344-13. I would guess nobody listening to this show read that regulation, but we did. And
I'm
we engaged file four
it to
pages
Facebook
of comments.
And Periscope so they can actually see it. I'm going to show it to our audience that's on our website right now. This is the actual, there it is on Facebook and Periscope. For our audience on TV, there it is. Give them that number again, Than. What's the number of the reg?
IRS reg 138344-13.
But we found it, Barbara, because we went to work on this. So we're thrilled that you were listening to us on Facebook. And we're going to send you a copy of our brand new book as well, Undemocratic. So we're going to send that out to you.
Yeah, we do have comments coming in. A lot of people are chimed in because of what's happening on Facebook and Periscope. And obviously people are downloading the ACLJ app right now.
That's great.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Chiquita, who's calling from Oregon on line three. Chiquita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
You are on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
I just started watching your show today.
Great.
And I wanted to say thank you.
Great.
And... Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to say thank you, and I'd like to know if there's anything else that we, the public, can do to assist you in helping us out like you're doing.
Well, here's the thing. On the IRS, I think, you know, matter successfully resolved. People spoke out, and we were getting it resolved. And, Jordan, this goes to the point that we've been talking, that when you speak, we find these regulations, as Than said, let me get that number. This was regulation number 138334-13. But we found out about it. We went to work on it. And because we're able to use our media this way effectively, Jordan, we're able to get this resolved. And we look, I'm looking at the order. I had the first order and then this one. This is my favorite one. The notice of proposed rulemaking is withdrawn. So the IRS, Chiquita, gave up. And Jordan, that's how you win these things.
Yeah, you push back, and they have to take public comments. There's thousands of these regulations, but they do have to take the public comments. It's very rare for them to get this many, and from this wide variety of groups across the spectrum, from those groups, you could say have an ideology or conservative or liberal, but also just all of the different charitable organizations that exist, religious and secular organizations that exist out there to help people that have a charitable or educational purpose. And it's ultimately, it's about taking it public when necessary and fighting back that way. It's one of the, actually the most effective ways to fight back against these proposed IRS rules. And of course, political change, these are ultimately set by who is in charge of the federal agencies and trying to make these moves. So if you had, the right kind of administration in, the right kind of occupant in the White House, then this wouldn't get so far. There may be plenty of bureaucrats who would like to do it, but it wouldn't get to the point where it was even at the public commentary stage.
Let's grab another call. Last call of the
segment. Last call of the show today. Jody is calling from Iowa on line five. Jody, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for
calling.
Hi, Jody. Hi. I'm just wondering, you know, the candidates are talking about abolishing the IRS and other government agencies. Is that even possible?
Yep. If you get a flat tax or a fair tax, to simplify the Internal Revenue Code, which is impossible to deal with, I think you can reduce the IRS to a non-menacing agency. It would be a information agency, and it would just be a straightforward fair tax, flat tax. I'm a proponent more of the flat tax. I don't want value-added taxes, though. I think that's how you have to do. And I think at the end of the day, yes, we can. I think the IRS as an institution, as we know it, cannot continue to go this way. Period. End of discussion. So we're going to fight back. Let me encourage you as we end the broadcast. First, Logan, tell everybody again about downloading the podcast, because we're still doing really well on that. We're still in
really
the top 50. So
really well on iTunes. Download the Jay Sekulow Live podcast. Not just download, subscribe. If you have an iPhone or a podcast app, subscribe. Jay Sekulow Live helps us out a lot. And also, you get the show fed to your phone each and every day. You go back and listen to old episodes you may have missed if you're driving and you didn't catch the beginning or the end. Great way to do it. Again, just search for that. Download the new ACLJ app if you have an iPhone or an iOS device. Also, obviously find us on Facebook, Periscope.
You should mention your new podcast.
At ACLJ.org. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that next week. All right. It's going to save a surprise. All right. And again, if you want to support our work for the persecuted church that's going on right now, we're fighting on that one too. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Here's the rest of that song on Democratic.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.